Now, are you a young person aged between 8 and 18 who would like to spend their days sitting in the cinema watching movies? Then if you are, then we have got just the thing for you. And to explain a little bit more, I'm joined by Claire Shaw from Cinemagic. Claire, good morning to you.
Morning, Pamela.
It's that time of year again.
It is.
Cinemagic is back.
It's hard to believe, it really is, but this really is the time of year that we start preparing and planning for October, for the big festival that comes around every year. So we're looking for 8 to 18 year olds who really are passionate about film and about watching movies. So we're going to give them a chance to actually see some of the movies that are going to be programmed in October, but they get a chance to tell us what they think about the movies. Should we program them? Do they think they're good? Do they think their age group would like them? And really be little mini film critics for us to help us.
So it's proper reporting back and getting involved with them, and it's no parental guidance with them, it's their own ideas.
All their own opinions and their ideas. And it's great because for us, Cinemagic is a big thing in terms of young people being inspired, but also we want to inspire young people. And then with us old fogies running Cinemagic, we want to hear from the young people really what makes them tick, what movies they like, what movies they think will do well in the festival. So we actually guide them a little bit in film reviewing. We help them go through things like plot and storytelling and directing and casting and all the things to look out for. But then they give us all their own feedback, and it's such fun to hear from them and give us their movie reviews. And we take that all on board, and we really want to make sure then that the festival is for people, but it's also designed for young people.
Which is a great idea, because really you actually should nearly have more kids on the British Film Board of Censors, because they're coming up with all these ideas. Because I've heard recently Ghostbusters, for example, is out, and it's a 12A, which is a company, you know, 12 years old can be on a company, 12 under.
Yeah.
And the number of 7-year-olds that have left screaming.
That's so
true. Because they're terrified.
That's so true. And the thing is, young people will tell exactly what they think and what they feel. And I think you're right, older people should listen to them. They're the people that are going to be watching the movie. So it's really important to hear their feedback. And they come out with such brilliant reviews. And really, we want to take their opinions on board. And what they come out with is fantastic. And they're going to be the people watching the movie. So it's a great chance, even if you want to be maybe a movie reviewer when you're older, or you're just mad about movies and want your opinion to be heard.
Because that's what's lovely about Cinemagic, the fact that it's not just ones who want to be in front of the camera. And by watching a film from the critical point of view, you can start thinking, oh gosh, now how did they do that? How did, you know, Mark Rylance become the BFG, the 24-foot tall giant?
Exactly.
Little things like that gets the imagination going.
That's so true. And as you say, not everyone wants to be an actor or a director, but some young people want to be writers. They maybe want to be cinematographers, and it's a great chance for them really to find out about other world cultures as well, because we show movies from all over the world, and they get to find out about, you know, cultures and different stories that young people in other countries are going through. So there's a real mix of movies from animations to dramas to anime, and it's a great chance because in the summer, not everyone maybe wants to go outdoors and play football and do sport, but there's a chance to do something related to film and that whole preparation for the Cinemagic Festival.
So you've got three panels that you're looking for, and how many are you looking for in each panel?
Three panels. So next week's going to be action-packed. We're hoping for 50 in each age group. So we've got 8 to 11s on Sunday and Monday, then 12 to 14s on Tuesday and Wednesday, and 15 to 18 year olds are meeting next Thursday and Friday, all over at the Crescent Arts Centre. And it's a great chance just for like-minded young people to come together and share their opinions about movies, and what better way to do it than at Cinemagic.
And do you show the movies in a big screen, or do they get DVDs to sit and watch on their own, or
yeah,
is it all
yeah.
done as a big group?
They're in a big group on the big screen, and it's a real coup because this is the first time that these young people will see the movies. So they go around the festival circuit first of all. None of them are released yet, none of them have a distribution deal, so they are really the first young people in Northern Ireland to be seeing the movies and given their stamp of approval on them.
And how long are they sort of ensconced in a movie theatre?
Okay, so from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock each day. So they'll get to watch 2 feature length movies each day, and then they get a chance to do movie review workshops and writing workshops, and they also give us ideas about promoting and planning the festival as well, because kids come up with great ideas for festival ads and radio ads, and it's really the start of all that preparation, and they give us their ideas, which we take on board.
And does it cost them anything?
It costs £10 for the 2 days, so you get to see 4 movies for £10, and then you get to be a young consultant for Cinemagic for the rest of the year. So we call on young people to do interviews, and we get young people then back to the cinema to go to previews, and they're our little mini reporters then for for the rest of the year.
Well, for if there are any parents listening out there, I think that sounds right up my kid's street, and think, but they won't want to be in the cinema in this lovely weather. There is rain forecast. I'll put that out there. Yes. There is some rain forecast, so so you may want to get them inside. So it is. It's a great way for the kids to broaden their minds. I mean, I've been involved with Cinemagic for many years and love it. It is. It's the behind the scenes stuff that the kids seem to get so much out of. That can be nurtured by just seeing a film and going, how on earth did they do that?
That's so true. And again, seeing those movies from around the world, a chance, you know, to watch films other than the big Hollywood blockbusters, mm-hmm. and some little sort of spark of imagination or a little seed can be planted just from seeing a movie, seeing it from somebody else's perspective, and just that sort of opening up of world culture. So it's really, really good fun, and we can't wait to meet all our new young people next week.
Yeah, because I mean, we can suspend belief whenever we're watching a film and think, oh yeah, they could do that, and then a child's just going to go, that'll never happen.
That's so true.
Nope, not going to happen.
And they come up with great feedback about special effects and about music, even things like music and costume and all of the elements that go into making films. They know already so much about that, and it's just really great to hear what they know and tell us what they think.
Well, listen, Claire, we wish you every success. And if people want to get involved, how do they go about it?
Well, the best way just is to visit cinemagic.org.uk, or you can email me. And my email address is Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, at cinemagic.org.uk.
And that's and you'll get in touch with them and pick the 50
in
each group.
So. Indeed, you can just register, get in touch, and we've lots of opportunities coming up, so we'll be able to tell you how to get involved.
Have you ever heard of the phrase "never work with children and animals"?
Yes.
Yeah. 150 kids next week.
Indeed.
Best of luck, Claire.
Bring it on. Thank
Listen, have a ball. We look forward to talking to you whenever Cinemagic Festival is up and running in October as well.
Brilliant. Thanks,
Claire.
Pamela.